This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan sat down for talks on Friday in Moscow, trying to resolve the recent escalation of conflict in the Azeri breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev took a tough line in a speech to the nation as the Azeri and Armenian foreign ministers talked in Moscow about ending fighting that broke out September 27th and has killed more than 400 people in and around the enclave. Nagorno-Karabakh technically belongs to Azerbaijan under international law, but it broke away in a war as the Soviet Union collapsed and is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians. The World Health Organization's top emergencies expert said on Friday it was sad to see the number of COVID-19 cases rising again in Europe and that governments must take decisive action to shut down transmission of the virus. Mike Ryan told a news briefing in Geneva that there are no new answers, that people know what they need to do, adding that Europe must be very careful with mass gatherings. Spain's government has declared a state of emergency in Madrid, wresting control of efforts to fight the coronavirus from local authorities. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The two-week ban imposed by Spain's national government on reluctant regional officials prohibit all non-essential trips in and out of the capital and nine of its suburbs, affecting around 4.8 million people. Restaurants must close at 11 p.m. and shops at 10 p.m. and reduce occupancy to 50% of their capacity. Police controls were set up on main routes out of the city center, with officers stopping and quizzing drivers as to their destination. I'm Zaria Shakili.
For more, visit voanews.com. This